What's the benefit of repeating affirmations? What's the benefit of saying affirmations? Nothing. There's no benefit from it. The benefit comes from listening to yourself when you repeat them. I like me, 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 I like me. It's a great affirmation. I like me, I like me, I like me. Is it more convenient to speak a little slower so that you can comprehend what I'm saying? Astrid?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I will do my best for you. Saying our affirmations in a modest way, in a slow way, in an emphatic way, understanding what we're saying makes all the difference in the world. Yeah, was it Hail Mary, Mother of God, blah, 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 you know, do the rosary, or Our Father, excuse me, I'm going too fast again. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You rattle them off, you rattle them off, you rattle, doesn't mean a thing to you. Just think now. You are the mother or father, and your little girl is deathly sick, and she is lying in intensive care in the hospital. I mean, you blew it to get her to that point, and that's pretty bad. Okay, but she's lying in intensive care in the hospital. And so now, there's nothing you can do. You're not allowed to be there. You have to be away. And so you're away, and so you're saying, what shall I do? What shall I do? My daughter is whole and perfect. 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 Just say it with your heart. Say it with your soul. Say it with your mind. My daughter is whole and perfect. 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 You say it too fast, and you lose understanding what you're saying. My daughter is whole and perfect. My daughter is whole and perfect. I will not accept this intensive care. I will not accept this difficult time. She is whole and perfect. She is whole and perfect. She is whole and perfect. Say it and know it. One term. She is whole and perfect. Five words. Say it and know it. Say it and believe it. Say it and have a conviction in it. Would you say, my daughter's whole and perfect, my daughter's whole and perfect? That wouldn't be bad either, but it's not what you would do. You could not be, I don't know what word to use there, but you couldn't be too casual in saying your daughter is whole and perfect. You have to really put your gut in there. You have to really put your heart and soul in there. As your daughter, someone you dearly love, probably 4 or 5 years old, you just got to know her. You just had her for a couple of years, just got to know her and love her. Your heart is there, your mind is there, your soul is there, your wisdom is there, your words are there. And you're saying, my daughter is whole and perfect. You say it with everything that's in you. What's going to happen? It's done. But if you do not say it, it could still be done, no thanks to you. But it is something you do from your heart, from your soul, from your very being. My daughter is whole and perfect. My daughter is whole and perfect. My daughter is whole and perfect. Now you're going to walk the path every morning as everyone else does. And as you walk the path, if you use a flashlight, your eyes will not get accustomed to the darkness in the path. If you don't use a flashlight, your eyes get accustomed to the darkness in the path so easily that it can be pitch black and you can see perfectly, because you're seeing from your inner vision as well as your outer. But if you use a flashlight, I don't say you shouldn't, but I say if you use a flashlight, you don't train your eyes to be accustomed to it. Herb, why are you digressing on that? Well, when we are concerned with appearances, we don't see reality. We don't see the truth. We don't look past the ability of our vision. We say, I need a flashlight to see. And you need a flashlight to see. If you go out and say, I don't need a flashlight to see, you can carry it with you. I don't need a flashlight to see. And your eyes will instantly become attuned, accustomed to the darkness. You can walk everywhere. Now, when you're saying your treatment, when you're saying your statement, your affirmations are treatments for yourself. Your affirmations are treatments for yourself. Your affirmations are treatment for yourself. Have you ever thought of it that way? Your affirmations are treatments for yourself. So when you're saying your treatment for yourself, your affirmations, say them understanding each bit of it, understanding each way. I surround with my pure white light of love. I'll start first with myself. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. I live in my eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am independently wealthy. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. I can even repeat some things.
My body is a temple of the living spirit.
Didn't I say that?
You said, I live in my eternally ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Well, this is my statement. What I do is I say, I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. I live in my eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am independently wealthy. I am successful in all my endeavors. All my investments are high return and stable. And then I go for the family. I say, I surround with my pure white light of love, Mark and Faith, Paul and Leslie, May, Marie, Howie, and Ray, all my beloved family, all my beloved friends, all your ways are peace, all your paths are pleasantness. You live in your eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. You're independently wealthy. You're successful in all your endeavors. All your investments are high return and stable. And I'm cleared of all charges. And then I say, I surround with my pure white light of love, Button, Love, Snuggles, and the cats. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. You live in your eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. I say that a number of times. Then I say, I surround with my pure white light of love, God Unlimited, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, monks, staff, students, and friends. And then I say, all our ways are peace, and all our paths are pleasantness. We live in our eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. We are independently wealthy. We are successful in all our endeavors. All our investments are high return and stable, and I'm cleared of all charges. And then I go on saying, I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Or I say, I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. But lately, I have been affirming a new statement. Can anyone tell me what it is?
I am transfigured, I express my original purity and integrity.
I am transfigured, and I express my original purity and integrity. You can have it. I am transfigured, and I express my original purity and integrity. In the dictionary it says to heal is to return to your original purity and integrity. To heal, to return to your original purity and integrity. So if I say, I express my original purity and integrity, I'm returning to it in consciousness, and then I say, I am transfigured. I am illumined by all these things that I'm doing and I'm working with. And I say them with conviction, I say them with joy, I say them with peace and enthusiasm, I say them with wonderment and with love, and I just float around the path. I just float around the path every morning, and I go up in the upper level there and around. This morning, it took me a full hour to walk the path because I was just so filled with joyful thoughts, so filled with thoughts of love and peace and heart. Today, I added another dimension to my treatment work. I surround with my pure white light of love everyone on the practitioner list. Each is now experiencing and living in their eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body, and on with the rest of it. You see, the practitioner list does not have to be said person by person and name by name. It's the list, and that list is blessed. For years, when Mark and I were operating the organization before we had anybody else here, Mark wasn't much on doing those things. So I was the one who did the practitioner list every day, and I had it above my bed. I had a piece of plastic there with this long sheet of paper on it with all the people who were students and friends and who were asking for treatment. So every day I'd go through every single name. I didn't get out of bed for a long time. And I would speak these words and speak these words and speak these words. And as soon as I got all done, then I would have my breakfast and I'd go out for a walk on the path. And every morning over at Meal Meditations, I did this. And it was just glorious. And then I'd get up on the Power Rock, which is a great big rock that I called Power Rock. And I'd say, "Good morning, world. It's wonderful." And I'd speak my word for all these people who were on the treatment list and everywhere else. And you can take the big one if you want. And it was just really a very glorious and a very fulfilling experience because I felt marvelous about it. And that same feeling I have yet today, and it's a good feeling. It's a feeling of knowing the affirmations are treatments and they do work. They're very powerful and they're very wonderful. So let's begin to recognize the benefit of repeating our affirmations. The benefit in repeating our affirmations is that our affirmations are treatments. Our affirmations are statements of truth about ourselves. Our affirmations are an awareness of who and what we are and living it in every area of our life. So don't poo-poo an affirmation. It's too easy to do that. It's not true. Yes, that's true. It's not an appearance. It's not an appearance that you can see, but it is true. It is the reality of ourself returning to our original purity and integrity. It's our reality, and that's the way we want to go. So let's go there and have fun. I love you.